The bill is hereby declared passed. The clerk will record the vote.
Kansas lawmakers overrode Governor Sam Brownback's veto back in June, retracting an income tax exemption for thousands of business owners and raising individual income tax rates. Republican Representative Stephanie Clayton called it a step toward fixing the budget, and she could hardly believe it.
I think that it was very big. I mean, it hasn't even sunk in yet, honestly, the reality.
Fast forward 4 days and lawmakers were approving the budget. There were some targeted spending increases, including $300 million for schools over 2 years, but that was not enough to satisfy the Kansas Supreme Court. More on that later. Republican Senator Mary Pilcher Cook said even with the tax hikes, they were having to short the state pension plan to help balance the budget.
So we can pretend that we have a balanced budget, that there has been some sort of structural fix. This is a fake budget that does not pay our bills.
A structural fix would mean the Kansas budget is balanced without any accounting tricks or one-time cash. When the 2012 tax cuts took effect, Kansans kept more money and state tax collections tumbled by $700 million. Tax collections in 2018 are projected to rebound back to roughly where they were before. Republican House Majority Leader Don Heineman said in August that for the first time in a while, tax collections were beating estimates.
That would be good news in terms of the budget. It raises the possibility that maybe we make some downward adjustment to tax rates in the future if we can.
Dave Traubert, head of the Kansas Policy Institute, says that probably won't happen. He says the state budget is not fixed.
The can has been kicked down the road as far as possible. We're going to have to get spending under control.
Traubert says the state needs a top-to-bottom overhaul with efficiencies and spending cuts. If lawmakers don't do that, he says the budget will be in the red by 2020, even before adding more money for services like education.
Whether they want to admit it or not, history says they are setting Kansans up for perhaps the mother of all tax increases.
Part of the uncertainty here is because official state budget estimates only go out 2 years, although legislative staff have told me their internal projections do show the state could be in the red in 2020, driven by things like pension costs. New budget numbers are due next month.
It's definitely nap time.
Heidi Holliday leads the Kansas Center for Economic Growth, which takes the opposite view of the Kansas Policy Institute. She's in their office with her newborn son.
And as I was sitting in committee hearings pregnant, I was thinking about, like, what legacy are we leaving for kids that are growing up in Kansas?
To her, enhancing that legacy means they should be investing more in state services.
We're already operating pretty bare bones.
I think what we have to look at moving forward are ways that we can raise additional revenue through the state.
She suggests considering internet sales taxes and taxes on services. But this whole discussion just got more difficult. The Kansas Supreme Court again declared school funding inadequate. That could force lawmakers to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars more for education. Republican Stephen Johnson, chair of the House Tax Committee, was feeling upbeat about the fiscal forecast before the ruling. Now?
Much less confident.
He says positive tax collections alone will not balance the budget and provide additional money for schools.
You've got to have growth beyond our wildest expectations to be able to even meet a meaningful part of it.
Johnson says lawmakers and voters need to weigh in on the tough decisions ahead. The top Democrat in the Kansas House, Jim Ward, says fully fixing the state budget will take multiple years, and he says that's okay.
We didn't get so far underwater overnight. We're not getting out immediately, nor should we. That's too much of a shock to the system.
Putting tax rates back near where they were in 2012 was just the start. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.